Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, universe. I'm your host, M. Giracadio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood, America's first film Hollywood entertainment podcasting show, where blogging meets podcasting. Another inspiring episode. Who is Fritz Friedman? Well, let me tell you about our guest tonight. Fritz Friedman is a veteran publicist, and he has been in Sony Pictures for over three decades now, and he was responsible for Men in Black and Seinfeld DVD entertainment publicity and other things. So let's find out this inspiring guest tonight.
Hi everyone, as I told you, this is a very special episode because our guest, he is actually a veteran publicist who is actually working with Sony Pictures for over 40 years. Oh boy, this person, he is not slowing down a bit. And despite all of this quarantine, he has upcoming projects. Let's find out what he's been up to lately. Please welcome our special guest, Fritz Friedman, in the show.
Hey.
Hi, Fritz.
Hey, MJ, how are you? It's nice to talk to you again.
Very well, and I know this is a great catch-up with us. Let's get right into it. Talk about your up-and-coming projects. I know you are not slowing down. You're still consulting with Sony Pictures.
Talk to you about that for a second. So now I started with Sony Pictures in 1980, and I actually retired 6 years ago, but they've called me back three times. I call them deployments. So right now I'm my third deployment, which is rare. They rarely will bring back retired executives to work at the studio again. But I'm very lucky that they were able to still put me in such good regards that they would have me come back. And I work on various sundry projects, but what I'm working on now is an area that's very important to me and which is very important today, very timely, and that's diversity and inclusion. The issue of fair representation of all ethnic groups and special interest groups in the media. And that's what really a lot of the Black Lives Matter issues and all of the various the various ethnic issues have been about in the media, that they are not being represented in content. And so I get to work with some of the best people in the world at Sony Pictures and beyond to help them formulate their particular strategies for strong diversity and inclusive projects. So that's what I particularly like. That's what I'm working on with them now. So what I do is I'm in San Diego now. I live in San Diego. And what I do is I usually, right now I'm on furlough as everyone is because no one's at the studio. But on a theoretical level, I leave San Diego on Monday mornings at about 9:00, and I'm in my office. I have a little office there. And I'm at Sony by noon. And then I come back on Wednesday and Thursday night. I spend the rest of the week here in San Diego. So it's really a lot of fun. I enjoy it. I enjoy being in two different environments. So I'm doing that. But on top of that, I have several projects that I'm producing, that I'm working on. One is a project called World of Fear, which is an anthology of ghost stories around the world.
Wow, it's interesting.
Well, you know, every country, every village, every hamlet.
Yes.
They have their own mythologies. They have their own stories. Stories that we don't know anything about. Like in the Philippines, they have, what's the name of that, the most famous ghost, the Aswang?
The Aswang. Actually, I grew up, to tell you honestly, I grew up in the Philippines as a teenager. So right. Growing up, their popularity is like, they're seeing this, they call it Tikbalang. It's like a half man and half horse. And there's also this white lady. It's very popular.
So every country has its own mythologies. But we don't know anything about it. So what this series is, it's a scripted period piece. Every episode is a ghost story from each country. And, you know, we're developing it now to stream on platforms like Netflix and Amazon Prime. So I'm working on that. I'm also working on this film. I'm one of three producers on this film called Korematsu versus the United States. Now, Fred Korematsu is considered the Rosa Parks of the Asian American community. He was Japanese American during the Second World War, and he refused to go into the internment camps because he said that he was an American. And as an American, why should he be going to internment camps? So he was imprisoned by the United States. And when it was over, he sued the government. Ultimately, he won. And bring back the status of Japanese Americans as being citizens of the United States. They were no longer considered enemies of the United States. And they got some money back. But it's a very compelling story because he was only 23. It wasn't easy for him. He was by no means a hero. He was very human. That story that I think needs to be told. Then the other one, I'm working on this film called, it's about President Quezon and Open Window. And it's really about how Quezon brought in more than 1,200 Jews from Europe.
Yes, I heard about that. Yes.
So I'm associate producer on that. So I'm working on that film. And then I have a couple of smaller films that I'm just developing on my own. And so that keeps me busy. And then on top of that, you know, the governor appointed me to the California Commission on the Humanities.
Wow, my gosh, it's like you're unstoppable.
I don't know if I'm unstoppable, but I'm busy. But
you're busy.
But California Humanities is an arm of the National Endowment for the Humanities. Each state has its own commission on the humanities. And so I'm on that. I sit on the board of directors of Loyola Productions, which is the the global Jesuit production company, which is based at Loyola Marymount University. So I sit on the board of that, and I'm very active with the schools I went to, the alumni associations, and of course my social life, which is kind of defunct, like everyone else's now because of this virus. So. Yeah, so I'm really busy. I mean, I have wonderful friends and I have wonderful family. And you know, I turned 70 this year.
And no way, get out of here.
I know, but I'm proud, I own it, I'm proud of it. You know, in Hollywood, as in a lot of the world, really in a lot of the world, ageism is a form of, you know, these isms like racism and ageism and all. So a lot of people would say to me, Fritz, don't tell people your age.
Exactly.
And I said to myself, well, why would I be ashamed of that? I mean, should I be ashamed that I'm Asian American? Should I be ashamed that I'm a gay man? Should I be ashamed that I'm fantastic looking? No. So a lot of people aren't going to live to be 70. I know a lot of people that didn't reach my age. I did, and I look good, right? So the bottom line is, it's just a part of who I am. And the fact that you can be whatever age you are and still be very vital and very active. You cannot subscribe to the policies and values of other people. You know, I never have. I mean, I followed my own time schedule. I followed my own path. You know, all my life people said you couldn't do this and you couldn't do that. And I just could never figure out why I couldn't do that. You know, it all depends on your attitude about the world and your relationship. I'll tell you something very interesting. I never thought of myself as short. I'm like 5'4". So I never thought of myself as short, just never. And then someone said to me, you know, someone very dear to me said, "Oh, how tall are you, Fritz?" I said, "Well, I'm 5'4". He says, "Boy, you're short." I said, "You know what? You're absolutely right relative to everyone. I just never thought of it." And it, oftentimes I sit back and I say, you know, if God came down and he said, "Fritz, whatever you want, I'm going to give to you. You want hair? You want to be 6'1"? You want to be white, blonde hair, blue eyes? Whatever you want." I'd honestly have to say, "Lord, no. No, I want to keep this package, because this package, as unorthodox as it is, got me everything that I have, you know? And I have everything. I mean, I have my health. I got the relationship I wanted. I got the job that I wanted. I got a legacy. I'm financially strong. I got a great family, great friends, and the respect of my community. And nearly flawless complexion for a guy my age."
So. That's beautiful and well said, Fritz. Yes. And throughout the years of your journey as a Sony Picture publicist, what lesson can you share us, our viewers? They may be able to follow your footsteps or so, or perhaps you would be their great role model.
I always I talk to kids a lot, especially young people. And I speak to people also who are older, shall we say. And my philosophy has always been, do what you want to do. Be who you are. Don't take advice from other people. But if you do, you better make sure that their advice is good advice. You might say, "Well, how do I know their advice is good?" Well, certainly one way is look at their lives. If their lives are miserable, why the hell am I going to take their advice? But if I look at someone who has everything that I want and they're happy, because in the end, it's all about being happy. I believe that's why God put us on this planet, to have a good time. But what I'm saying is that I'm only going to take advice from people whom I think are successful and who are aligned with my morals and my ethical code. Other than that, I do it my own way, and I trust my way. And my way has brought me to where I am today. I think a lot of people second guess themselves and give them every reason in the book why they shouldn't get what they want. You know, you can talk yourself into anything and you can talk yourself out of anything. And where is it written that you can't do some of the things that you've done? I mean, I see it all the time. You watch the Oscars, these people say, "Oh my God, you know, 2 years ago I was a waitress or a waiter somewhere.
Yes.
I never thought that 2 years that I would be here getting this award or even being nominated." And I get that, because you know, everyone has a beginning and an end. It's not where you begin, it's where you finish. And so what happens is, I just love meeting these people who are constantly surprised and grateful. Gratitude is my attitude. I'm always grateful. I never take anything for granted.
That's beautiful, Fritz.
But isn't it true? Don't you believe that?
I believe it. And I believe it because I apply it in myself as well. You have
to
enjoy
it yourself.
Very
you
happy.
The last 7 years, your podcast is read by everyone. Your lists, I have to tell you, people have to be on your list every year, right?
Yes.
And also, they go crazy if they think they're too low on your list.
Yes.
And who is the person who guards that list? You. And so all of a sudden, you become you. MJ have become this arbiter of position, you know, in the entertainment business, a segment of the entertainment business. And that's you. You did it, you had your vision, and you just did it.
Yes.
I think it's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. And I think it's about also being brave, and I don't like to listen to other people as long as you're happy what you're doing. That's and right. I just followed my gut feeling to really move on, and just and I end up being this way.
That's right. And also, you know, when you say you're brave, that's how it is. But also, you shouldn't be afraid of being afraid.
Yes.
You shouldn't be afraid of being scared to do something. I think that's normal. But I think bravery is someone who's brave is someone who's afraid of doing something, but they do it anyway, or they try to do it. Because you don't have to succeed. I think just the fact that you're going for it is a big deal in my book. That means you got the guts and the passion to follow your dreams. You may not get it, but at least you went for it, right?
Yes, I think it's in my own experience, I got something that I never thought I would be doing and beyond my expectations. And I think you are correct of what you're saying. You've been in the industry for quite some time, and I really applauded you for that. And having said that, I know you have this advocacy and talk about the CAPE, what it does in our community.
The Coalition of Asia Pacifics and Entertainment, CAPE as we call it, is a nonprofit organization I co-founded with two of my other colleagues, Wenda Fong and Chris Lee, like 27, 28 years ago, as a platform for Asian American executives in the industry. In the entertainment industry, to get together, to socialize, because I discovered that all of my other white colleagues, you know, my life is a very white life, as most people's lives are if you're in mainstream entertainment, because there weren't at that time a lot of Asian Americans or people of color. So you're always with people, and that's perfectly fine. I mean, I love white people. I love all people. But what happens is, I said, well, what must it be like to go into a room and you're not different from everyone? Like, I go into a room full of white executives and they're fine. They like me a lot. I like them, but I'm different. You know, I come in and I'm unusual to look at. And I'm sure they wonder, why is he here? Then they meet me and they discover why I should be there. Now, if you're all white and a white person comes in, they simply assume you are entitled to be there. It's white entitlement. And then they figure out if you're interesting enough to talk to, right? So I said, I want to create a space where Asian Americans can come walk into a room and they're there with people who look like them. And they can talk about the entertainment industry and their careers with the cultural context that they all share within that context. Anyway, so now it's got like 3,000 people, and it's become the premier Asian American affinity group in the entertainment business. You have the African American Film Critics Association, you have the National Association of Independent Latino Producers, NALEAP, and you have CAPE. Those are like the three top
organizations.
And there are others, but it's very edifying to know, especially when I meet young people who are in the business, and they say, you know, I got this job because of CAPE, or I met some of my best friends because of CAPE, or so on, you know what I'm saying. So that is really one of the legacies I will leave behind that I am proud of, among others.
That's amazing, Fritz. And I know you are doing a social media. Kindly invite everyone to check you out on social media.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can... I'm on Instagram, Fritz Friedman, you know, at Fritz Friedman, and you know, I have my Twitter account, you know, I'm there, and you know, I kind of live my life. I don't do as much, I think, social as a lot of others. I just don't have time to memorialize it that way. You know, some people say, "Oh, Fritz, you should write a book," and I could write a book, but I have no interest in writing a book. And the reason for that is if I wrote a book, I'd have to write some negative things about people. And you know, I put on my glasses. I'd have to write some negative things about people. And I don't like to say bad things about other people. I don't find it very constructive. I think that people do it for the shock value, but it doesn't add anything to my narrative. I'm not interested in people who made errors or whatever. It doesn't interest me at all. And so the same, I'll put some of my personal stuff on there because I think some of the stuff I do is interesting. But I'm certainly there and I do express some of my opinions. So there you go.
Absolutely, that's beautiful. And this is an extra question. Three things about you that describes about Fritz Fridman.
Gosh, I don't know.
I know, put you on the spot.
No, it's not that. I mean, well, certainly one, Fritz Fridman has no problems talking about Fritz Fridman, you know, because Fritz Fridman has a healthy ego. And I think that's really good. Everyone should have a healthy ego. You should never deprecate yourself. I think the second thing is that Fritz Fridman does not like to cook. I just couldn't be bothered with all the work. I love to eat and I love to drink my wine, but you know, it's just not what I do. But I do respect other people who like to cook. And three, I think that I love to read. I love to read novels, but especially nonfiction. Right now I'm reading about the history of the Knights Templar, you know, that organization. But my tastes tend to be kind of esoteric, you know, so that's all I, you know, and there's so many other things, but those are three things that people should know about me.
That's amazing, Fritz. Thank you so much for your...
Thank you for having me.
Your precious time with our special episode, catching up with you, what you've been up to, and everything that you do. I really applauded you for doing in the Asian American community, particularly with Filipino Americans, and being their voice being heard as a part of the content in the entertainment industry.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Fritz Fridman. And don't go away. Let's talk a little bit more off air.
All right. Is that it?
Hi guys, I'm Jerry Cotto here. I'm back for Hollywood News. Just to let you know, there's so much things happening in Hollywood, from music to film, fashion and television. You know, let's start with music. With our segment Blog Talk Music, let's talk about the Journey's frontman, Arnel Pineda. He's on the cover of Spotlight Media magazine. And it says an exclusive interview with the Filipino rock star, member of Journey, about his life then and now. So check it out, you guys. That's available on spotlightmediamagazine.com. And have you seen the latest throwback photo of Gal Gadot? Actually, in her official social media account. And she came across with this photo. It was taken in LA last 2009, and she was taking a photo in the Hollywood sign, and she said she's grateful, and it says hashtag still pinching myself. So if you haven't seen Wonder Woman 1984, the trailer is the bomb, so check that out. Wonder Woman 1984. Now let's go on with another Hollywood news with Vanessa Hudgens. Have you seen her channeling Victoria Beckham of Spice Girls? Well, they call her Posh Spice, and she's almost look-alike Victoria Beckham because she looks great. Check her out in her Instagram account, Vanessa Hudgens, and I've seen her in The Switch Princess again. That was really, she's awesome there. She's playing three characters. And I received this, great message from Hulu. It's another segment from Blog Talk Hollywood. The Kardashian-Jenner's set to create new global content under a multi-year deal to stream exclusively on Hulu in the US and internationally on Star. So they have announced it last December the 10th at Disney's Investor Day. Chris, Kim, Courtney, Chloe, Kendall, and Kylie will create global content which will stream exclusively on Hulu in the US and multiple territories on Star internationally. Expected debut is late 2021, and additional details will be shared when available. And according to Kris Jenner, excited to announce our new multi-year partnership with Hulu and Star and what's to come in 2021. So, and also tweeted about the news, while Kourtney Kardashian also added hashtag Hulu 2021. And let's go on with another breaking news. I don't know if you guys following, The Handmaid's Tale has been renewed for fifth season ahead of its fourth season premiere. And this is a Hulu's award-winning hit drama series. The Handmaid's Tale has been renewed for fifth season ahead of its schedule. So watch that out. And let's go back to music again. Our segment, Blog Talk Music. There is a hot song, Britney Spears and Backstreet Boys, entitled Matches. Let me just play that clip right now. Let's play this clip. It's a hot song called Matches. It's borderline unfair. You know I can see your brain and screaming my name. And if it's up to me, I'd meet you in between my midnight Egyptian sheets. You know I can see your brain, think you feel the same. Oh, if they just did me for friends, they'd find you all over me. All you all over me. Nothing ever quite felt like this. A fire is killing me. The good kind of killing me. Like playing with matches. Matches, matches. This might leave some damage. Damage, damage. Not the kind of damage. Damage. There you have it. You heard the new song from Britney Spears and Backstreet Boys entitled Matches. That's very hot song, you guys. And also, let me just clarify with our special guest, Fritz Friedman. He is currently working with the movie called Open Door. So that's the title, Open Door. Let me just clarify to you about that. So that's about it for Hollywood news. We'll be right back. Hi guys, amazing interview with Fritz Friedman. Thank you so much for being on the show. I hope you guys will stick around up to next week, the same time, because we have a great episode. We have Princess Punsalan, Lion Booth of Yellow Rose. So watch out for that next week. Want to shout out to our friend in Social Dragon PR, Gregory Roberts, Micah Dela Cruz, MB Ricardio, Ms. P, Pilar Mateo, and our friends in Over a Glass or Two, Jesse, J. Kaz, and Director JV. And then also would like to shout out to our friends in the Philippines, Canada, all over the place. Jana Blanza, Philippines' first eco couture designer. And shout out to our friends in Primerica, to Lila and Sunshine. How are you guys doing? And my mom's celebrating her birthday today, wishing you good health and happiness. And so that's about it. And thank you so much, Dr. Taz Mauricio, America's favorite dermatologist, for sponsoring our show. You can visit her website, shopdrtaz.com. shopdrtaz.com. And before I forget, shout out to our friends in Australia from Down Under, Australian correspondent DJ Pearl. Also shout out to Julian Richards and Imelda Richards. And yep. And shout out to all our friends over there in Australia. I can't mention everyone, but yep, there's gonna be a big announcement before the year ends. So that's about it. I am signing off. This is MJ Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood. This episode is brought to you by M Beauty Clinic by Dr. Tess Mauricio, America's favorite dermatologist. Visit her website, shopdrtess.com.